It is time for Spotlight on the Maggot Tree. Our chance to take a peek into the mind of, a short group of DC-101 listeners. Find out what they're thinking, where they're coming from, what they're doing, what their aspirations, hopes, fears, and dreams are as we Spotlight on the Maggot Tree. All right, let's snatch this phone up. Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
It's my birthday today.
How old are you?
22.
A 22-year-old maggot. What are you doing for a living these days?
Not too much. I'm a dumbass waiter at the Tidewater Inn. You know, I gotta serve these people stupid drinks.
Well, buddy, don't curse them out now. I mean, it's an important job that you do.
You could get off on a skit on that as a waiter, you know, getting up a tree and everything like that.
Yeah, what time do you get up?
I got up about 5.
What time do you have to be at work?
11.
And you start serving booze right at 11, huh?
Yeah, I've been drinking all night and all day long.
Wait a minute now. You're gonna show up at your job today drunk?
I might, yeah. Why not? It's my birthday, right?
Yeah, but I mean, don't you have any sense of responsibility to your employers?
No.
But I mean, how do you ever plan to pull yourself up by the bootstraps? I mean, even though it seems like it's hopeless that you're a waiter, if you show a little spunk, a little wherewithal, that you know, you do the job well, then maybe one day you'll be the manager, and then maybe the one day the boss will give you a chance to buy into the company, and who knows, maybe one day you'll have a substantial investment, a nest egg, some money that you can branch out into your own. But if you just show up drunk and go about your business in a slovenly manner, you'll even lose the job as a waiter.
What do you think about smoking a little bit of reefer?
Oh, my God. I mean, where is your pride in yourself? I mean, you're going to come reeling through the door of your job with bloodshot eyes and booze on your breath, smelling like salami. Unable to take even the simplest drink order without several repetitions.
Uh-huh.
Can you look at yourself in the mirror and say, I like myself?
No, I never do that. I hate myself.
Well, there you go. You have no respect there. I tell you what. All right. Well, thanks for talking to us. Okay, have a nice day. Have a nice life. Good luck. Bye-bye. Unbelievable. Occasionally I track the flotsam of humanity. I mean, the directionless, mindless, poor wretches that listen. It's just unbelievable. I think, buddy, what we ought to do with people like that is we ought to feed them. You know, obviously the man is not able to hold a job. The man is, just on the borderline of being an indigent. What we should do, we'll set him up in a nice place with good food and, you know, a reasonable restriction on booze, make it a comfortable environment. And then if, you know, somebody worthwhile, a young child or something needs a kidney transplant or a lung transplant or something, we'll just take it from him. You know, I'm sure, no, we wouldn't force this man. This is America. We'll give the man the right to live free with some spending money and, you know, a warm roof over his head. We'll keep him comfortable. We'll, you know, give him his allotment of Jack Black every day. But he has to sign a paper that says if we need, like, a kidney or a lung, we'll only take one kidney, one lung, then he has to donate. So I think that's what we ought to do with people like that. Use them for parts.
Hey, if he's nuts, then what's that make you for listening to him? The Grease Man, DC 101.
The Grease Man.